This is the short of it. I'm Christy with Red Hat Chat. Hi, Patriots, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the short of it. Let's get started, as always, with a little good news from God's Word, Psalm 119, 15 through 16. I will study your commandments and reflect on your ways. I will delight in your decrees and not forget your word. So today I wanted to briefly touch on what is happening to our American culture and our values and how it's really being attacked by the left. Now, obviously, values are different for different people, but I think there's some that we can definitely agree upon, like not stealing or lying or killing, those types of things. And I also think that when you get right down to it, we can all agree that some of the new values, those progressive values from the left, just don't make any sense. They take it so far left that it's fallen off a cliff, gone underneath the ocean, come out the other sides in China somewhere. And it's just, it's looniness. I was reading an article today, I actually saw it on Twitter, on Jack Posobiec's page, about a Pennsylvania school that is going to start teaching elementary school children about white supremacy. Now, I know all throughout school, you teach kids about history and civil justice issues and those types of things. And that's important because clearly we don't want to forget the mistakes of the past. So we need to have conversations about what happened about why we don't do those things today. But there is a way that it can be taught so you don't plant the seeds of victim mentality and that all white people are 100% racist, because we've seen the fruits of that. We've seen what that grows into. Look at all the rioting and looting. Now we have organizations like Black Lives Matter that they don't want to be treated equal. They want the advantage. They want to turn around and be spiteful. They want to destroy America. Their demands are outrageous. But moving back to the elementary school kids and what they're teaching them, there is a book that they are using for fourth and fifth graders called Not My Idea, Book About Whiteness. And I went on YouTube and actually there was someone reading it. And just some of the phrases that are in there are just, I mean, get ready to roll your eyes. It starts off with, white people have a very, very serious problem and they should start thinking about what they can do about it. Really? I didn't know I had a problem. Thanks for telling me that. This book basically seems to promote the victim mentality. It's a story about a little white girl that overhears the news talking about a police officer shooting a person of color and how her mother tries to shield her from it. And her mother says, we don't see color. The little girl obviously thinks that there's more to it than that because she goes to the library and she studies it. And it's basically, it points to how white parents are not being truthful with their children and white parents don't know what they're talking about. It even goes as far as to say even people that you love think they're the good ones when they're not. And white people have committed crimes against black people for 400 years. Can you imagine your kids sitting in a classroom listening to this crap and how much division it's creating? That's not the way that you teach history. That is a very biased view of history. Now, that is what we call indoctrination. And I just want to say really quickly, obviously, civil justice issues and racism goes way deeper than I can cover in the next 5 minutes. But I thought it was important that I touched on it. Because if they were teaching that in your school, what would you do? Some of the parents in Pennsylvania, they wrote to the school and said, no, this is not right. Parents of all races. And so kudos to those parents for getting up and voicing their opinions, because that's what we have to do at this point. Whether we like it or not, America is changing. And so we can either fight for the values that we hold dear, we can either fight for the truth, or we can just let them run over us. Obviously, fighting in a peaceful way. I have to keep saying it because I don't want somebody to go out there and do something stupid. Obviously, in a peaceful, legal manner. We have to start fighting, because if we don't raise our voices, if we don't make the phone calls, if we don't send the emails, if we don't talk to our friends, if we don't campaign for Trump, I mean, come on, we have a Biden-Harris ticket. Could there be any two people worse for people of color? Oh my gosh, that totally blows my mind. The Democrats must be truly, truly desperate. But we have to do our parts too. We have to spend a little time each day doing something productive to help save America. And speaking of that, as I talk about each time, go ahead and email the White House, email the president, share your comments about the issues that are important to you. To me, it's forced vaccines and a national mask mandate. And that website is whitehouse.gov/contact. Do that. Show up at any rallies or marches that you might have in your area. There is a great March for Prayer September 26th by Franklin Graham. It's going to be up here in D.C. If you have the time, this is something you don't want to miss, because number one, I believe the thing that's going to save America is a whole bunch of prayer, because really it's up to us for what America is going to look like. And that's the short of it. Just a little business to take care of before I go. If you do like what you hear and you would like to support our work, you can do that by two simple ways. The first way is just to listen to the podcast. Yep, that's it. Just click listen and share. It doesn't cost you a dime. If you would like to become a $2 patron, just head over to redhatchat.com and click the donate button at the top. Thank you, and I'll see y'all next time.